we have with us three students from Lincoln Park Performing Arts Academy, the Performing Arts High School. I hope I got the official name, school name right? It's always a mouthful. Lincoln. I know it. I have to get it here. Justin's going to help me.
The Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School, but the production is being produced by the Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center.
I was wondering about that.
So the charter school is housed by the Performing Arts Center, and the students have the ability to audition for the shows that the center produces.
And where is the school?
Midland, PA.
That's what I thought.
In Beaver County.
That is the voice of Justin Fortunato. And tell us about yourself for people who don't know you.
Sure. I've been at Lincoln Park for about 2 years, and it is an incredible place that I had never been to until I started working there. I think what sets it apart is it is a performing arts center that houses a performing arts charter school. So from 8:45 to 3:16, Monday through Friday.
3:16.
Yeah, precisely.
Yep.
you always know you're talking to a school person when they give times like that.
9 months out of the year, it's a high school. And then once 3:16 hits, it becomes a professional performing arts center. So we have programming that the students from the charter school are encouraged to audition for. And then we have other shows like touring magicians, touring comedians, live concerts. So it's a real amalgamation of intergenerational programming.
That's great. And tell me about your background.
I am from Baldwin Whitehall originally, and I went to Point Park for musical theater and got my BFA in musical theater, graduated in 2011, and I am an actor and director in the region.
Yeah, it's great for the kids to have access to somebody with your skill and experience.
It's great for me to have access to kids with such skill.
I'll bet. Well, let's meet them now. We'll start with you, Matt, since you're right next to Justin.
Sure.
Tell us about yourself.
I'm Matthew Fedoric. I'm from Finleyville, Pennsylvania. I am a junior musical theater major at Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School. And in Mary Poppins, I'll be playing the role of Bert.
Now, when did you know that musical theater was something you were interested in?
When I was younger, one of my birthday presents from my grandmother was tickets to see The Lion King, because it was coming to Pittsburgh on its tour. And I was sitting in the front row, and the actor who was playing young Simba, he was 9 years old. And I said, Dad, when I'm 9 years old, I want to be on the Benidorm stage. And at that time, I was 7. And then when I did turn 9, I was on stage at CLO's Oliver. So I was 9 years old on the Benidorm stage, and ever since then.
Well, that's great. This. Were you in the title role for
Oliver? No, I was just a little orphan on stage for like 3 minutes, but it was like the best 3 minutes of my life.
Actually, you're in 11th grade.
Yes.
Everyone's in 11th or 12th grade. Have you thought about college?
Yeah, I would like to study musical theater in college. I've been thinking of a lot of schools. There's a lot of great schools in this country for musical theater, so I have like 14 or 15 I'd like to audition for.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. Any shout-outs to anyone?
Shout-out to all my teachers in the past and in the present, and all my family and friends who have helped me through this crazy process, and it's been so much fun. So much fun.
It's great to have you here. Now
let's
meet the person sitting next to you. Hello.
Hi.
I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hi. I'm Abby, and I play the Bird Woman in Mary Poppins.
The Bird Woman. Now, everybody knows Bert. I can't remember the Bird Woman. What does she do?
I sing Feed the Birds, and I teach Michael and Jane a lesson about not judging a book by its cover.
Okay, I remember that. Talking about the movie Mary Poppins, I understand Dick Van Dyke was not trained as a dancer. He certainly was not trained in dialect. He likes to joke about that. But he was not trained as a dancer, from what I've read about him. Mm-hmm. He's kind of a remarkable guy. I'm assuming y'all like the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You would have to.
Mm-hmm.
Any shout-outs you'd like to give?
I'd like to thank my parents for making all my dreams possible, and I'd also like to thank my friends and family that helped me along my way.
Oh, how nice. And are you thinking about college yet?
Yes, I am. I would like to go to college for a major in musical theater as well as a major in Japanese communication.
tell me about the latter. What got you interested in that?
I was just studying it in school, and I found it interesting, and I love learning languages. And I thought, well, if I like the culture and the language, I might as well.
Have you been there?
No, not yet.
You probably would like to go there.
Yes.
I would imagine. Well, great to have you here. And we have one more actor.
Hi, my name's Amanda Gross. I'm from Swickley, Pennsylvania. And I'm a senior musical theater major at Lincoln Park. And I'm playing Mary Poppins in Mary Poppins.
Oh, wow. So we've got Bert and Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
And I don't remember your character that well from the movie. I'm going to have to watch the movie. Although I usually... Oh, I do remember. The birds are animated, right? In the movie, are they? Maybe not.
No.
No.
I don't think so.
I have to brush up on my Mary Poppins.
No worries.
Any hellos to anybody?
Shout outs to Mary Poppins cast. They're all really talented, incredible people.
How
it's
big,
made the process so fun.
How big is the cast?
There's 43 people in the show.
Wow.
And then the crew overall, there's 85 people involved with the crew as well as the orchestra.
I'm glad you said that. I would not have imagined that it took that many people. And it's good to know there's a live orchestra, too. So let's be sure we just mention the run times. The play is going to be opening pretty soon, right? October 6th?
Yeah, we open October 6th and run 3 weekends through October 22nd. Friday and Saturdays are at 7:30. Sundays are at 2 p.m. And if you wanted to get tickets, you can visit our website at lincolnparkarts.org, or you can call the box office at 724-576-4644, option 2, to be able to get tickets to the performance.
Excellent. And again, opening date, October 6th. With runs through the 8th and October 13th to the 15th, then the 20th to the 22nd. Now, they've got a number that they're going to do. Do we need to set this up at all? Talk about what's happening at the time this begins, or is it obvious to most people, do you think?
I'd love to, because the Bird Woman, in fact, she's on stage probably for a total of maybe 12 minutes in the show, but she's one of the most important characters in the show. And the whole song's about, the hook of it is feed the birds, tuppence a bag, and it encapsulates what Mary Poppins is about, that it doesn't take a lot to go a long way for another person or to help someone. So the Bird Woman is this... what's kind of become a mythical character, who's the voice for these little pigeons. And the fact that she does this small thing every day is, in fact, a very big thing.
So we're going to hear from Abby, right, as the Bird Woman, and hear a little taste of what you'll be able to hear if you go to the production of Mary Poppins as staged coming up at the Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center.
The birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. Of St. Paul's, the little old bird woman comes in her own special way to the people she calls. Come buy my bags full of crumbs. Come feed the little birds, show them you care, and you'll be. Are so bare, all it takes is tuppence from you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag. Tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. Feed the birds, that's what she cries, while overhead her birds fill the skies. Cathedral, the saints and apostles look down as she sells her wares. Although you can't see them, you know they are smiling each time someone shows that he cares. Though her words are simple and few, listen, listen, she's calling to you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag. Tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. Tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag.
Beautifully done with Amanda Gross as Mary Poppins. And you also heard the bird woman. and Abby, you sounded great together. And we didn't have Matt do anything, but Matt was enchanted by both of you.
Every time.
I really don't want to put you on the spot, but... Do you want to display your accent? Do you use an accent?
Do use an accent. And if you've seen the movie, Dick Van Dyke is not the best at the dialect.
And he says that.
He knows that.
he says that he considers himself the example of the worst Cockney accent ever. I don't think he's embarrassed by it. I think he wears the badge with honor.
I watched the movie as a little kid and I loved him, but the older I get, the more I realize that he starts speaking in a Cockney accent and it slips into a little bit of Australian and it's back to British and then back to Cockney. But the accent is very hard. I haven't had to do any sort of dialect in a few years, so I've been working with our dialect coach, Tom Schaller, on the Cockney accent. And it's really odd because it's a lot of missing consonants and it's all vowels. And it's very tricky to remember because, of course, we're not used to speaking that way.
Do you slip in and out of it when you're talking to people, even when you're not doing the play?
I'm sure I do sometimes, but like sometimes, okay, I love to speak in an Australian accent, which is kind of similar to a Cockney British accent. So sometimes when I start speaking in my Australian accent, it slips into my Cockney accent.
Well, do you want to invite people to the play and as Bert might do it?
Sure. He would say, come to Midland, Pennsylvania, October 6th through the 22nd to see Mary Poppins live on stage at Lincoln Park.
Very, very good.
Thank you.
Thank you to all of you, Matt and Abby and Amanda and Justin. And you can get more information about the play by heading to the Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center or the Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School's website to learn about the play. Thanks and good luck
to
all of you. And I hope we'll see you again as you do future productions. I'm going to let this nice chorus take us out.
Thank you.
In our next hour, we have a very special performance from Linda McCrae, the Canadian singer-songwriter. She couldn't be with us live today because she's on the road. She's heading to Pittsburgh tomorrow for a house concert, but we are going to share some of her in-studio performance from her visit to us in 2011. We hope you'll stick around. Good morning to Larry. Thank you for your notes. Also, hello to Jim. We appreciate your being here and tuned in to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Community Radio.